It's time for Balanced Living with Vicki Griffin.
Healthy weight strategies. Cindy had many challenges in her life. She made a positive choice to quit smoking, but in the aftermath, she gained 80 pounds. In her own words, "I felt miserable and had a terrible self-image. I was plagued by headaches and stomach pain. I decided that it was time to change my attitude, my thinking, and my choices to turn my life around. I went from wanting to lose weight to winning my battle of the bulge. Here's how. First, I saw my need and potential as they really were. Knowing I had a problem was one thing, but discovering that God had a purpose for my life gave me hope and helped me address my depression as well as my lifestyle choices. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Second, I chose to believe I could change. I stopped listening to the negative, failure-based messages I had rehearsed for years. I stopped making excuses and feeling sorry for myself. Third, I chose faith in God to activate my decision. My faith gave me the power to push through obstacles and learn new habits. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Psalm 32:8. Fourth, I accepted the support I needed to persist in my decision. I joined a walking, jogging club with other positive-minded people. My husband Brian was a tremendous support, and he lost 45 pounds himself. Daily exercise became a priority for me. Fifth, I learned to daily accept responsibility. I daily rehearsed new positive choices instead of giving up every time I made a mistake. Sixth, I chose to act on my decision every day. I made two key lifestyle decisions that were pivotal to moving me forward to reach my goals. I learned how to choose healthful, high-fiber fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans, and stopped buying impulse comfort foods. I determined to exercise every day and gradually increase the intensity and frequency, challenging myself to become stronger. Seventh, I learned to see tomorrow's reward in today's discipline. Cindy lost 80 pounds and has kept it off for years now. Most importantly, her thinking and mindset were healed right along with the weight loss, not just her body. Every good choice today yields a gift tomorrow. Now, that's something to look forward to. She shares 5 shopping secrets for successful weight loss. First, plan ahead. Create a grocery list and stick to it. Go shopping right after a meal so you're satisfied and not hungry. Stay in the area of the store that has the healthier choices. Second, go veggie. Focus on fresh fruits, salads with lots of leafy greens, crunchy raw veggies, and whole grains. Choose healthy fats like walnuts, avocados, and lemon, and olive oil on salads. Third, beware of bottles, bags, and bars. Soda pop and sweetened drinks are the number one source of added sugar in the American diet. Just 1 12-ounce can of soda a day adds 75 cups of sugar to your diet in 1 year. A small bag of fried chips can be as much as 420 calories. A baked potato is only 110. A savory ear of corn is just 60. What a difference in flavor as well as fill-up value. Candy bars, even so-called health food bars, are often loaded with calories, low in fiber, and short on appetite satisfaction. Fourth, shift from calorie dense to calorie sense. When you take away the fiber and nutrition of whole plant foods, you get sugar, fat, and salt. You would have to eat 25 carrots to get the same calories in just 1 8-ounce chocolate bar. Oh, and how quick does a bar like that disappear? only to leave you hungry and craving more. When it comes to weight loss, the real question is, are you eating enough to lose weight? Are you eating enough fiber foods, at least 30 to 50 grams per day, that provide true satisfaction? Fifth, watch for hidden calories. The closer you stick to the produce department, including wholesome beans, unrefined grains such as brown rice, oats, and whole wheat, and fresh vegetables, the less you have to be concerned about calories, fat, sugar, and salt. Each good choice you make paves the way for another. Eating delicious, high-fiber foods eliminates the need for eating all day long. Put a fence around mealtime and drink plenty of water between meals. This reduces cravings for snacks and sugary drinks and improves digestion and energy. More energy and fewer eating episodes means more time, energy, and inclination for daily exercise. And that means more muscle, better metabolism, and deeper, more refreshing sleep. All are essential for balanced living, better mood, and successful weight management. It takes time and perseverance to recover lost ground and form healthy habits. God will give you guidance, power, and the will to stick with it. Cindy won her battle of the bulge and learned to replace the negativity trap of failure-based thinking with positive, can-do thinking. She tapped into God's power, promises, and plan. And so can you. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103, verse 5. God knows your needs. He understands the challenges you face. We all need His plan and power in life. Would you like His renewing power in your life? Would you like to tell Him right now, "I'm ready. Let's do this"? What is a powerful new habit that you would like to focus on or strengthen this week as your first step? God will give you the power and the will to make this positive choice so that you can reach and maintain your healthful weight and enjoy better health, better habits, and a better life.
For a donation of just $6, we will send you 6 issues of Balance Magazine, filled with cutting-edge articles on health, wellness, and practical living. Take advantage of our 6-for-6 offer while supplies last. Call now, Strong Tower Radio, 877-278-5512 or 231-468-2087.